to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. And in this week's episode, we are going to be discussing the community calendar for the week of February 21st. First up is for the library. The Kearney County Library Board meeting will be held this coming Tuesday on February 23rd at 7 p.m., and that is going to be in the Johanna Shibble Hut meeting room. So if you want to attend that, we'll be opening at 7 p.m. for the meeting. For the K-State Research and Extension, we have on the 22nd, we have Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program, 1:30 at the Senior Center. On Tuesday the 23rd, we have a board leadership at 6 p.m., and this will be at Ulysses. There's a KSU Ag Econ Using Excel Spreadsheets Effectively workshop, and that will be in Jetmore. On the 25th, which is Thursday, there are 10 signs of Alzheimer's. This will be at noon at the Senior Center. Then there's also going to be another board leadership meeting at 6 p.m. at Ulysses. On Friday the 26th, there's Stay Strong, Stay Healthy again at 1:30 at the Senior Center. Then on Saturday the 27th, that is the regional club day for 4-H, and that is going to be in Tribune. If you have any questions concerning any of these programs or wish to get times, you can contact the K-State Research and Extension Office at 355-6551. For the Lake and Recreation Commission, on Monday the 22nd, we have Insanity at 5:30 a.m., Pio at 6 p.m., Water Aerobics at 6 p.m., LRC Men's Basketball will be at 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. at the Lake and High School. On Tuesday, Pio Live will be at 5:30 a.m., Insanity at 5:30 p.m., and Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. Wednesday the 24th, Insanity will begin at 5:30 a.m., Sewing at 1 p.m., and LRC Men's Basketball will be 7:30 and 8:30 again. On Thursday the 25th, you have Pio Live at 5:30 a.m., Insanity at 5:30 in the evening, and Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. On Friday the 26th, Pio Live is at 5:30 a.m. again, Insanity at 5:30 a.m., and Bridge will be at 1 p.m. If you are interested in any of these programs or want to get more information about activities at the Lake and Recreation Commission, you can contact them at 355-7039. For the Kearney County Senior Center for this upcoming week, on Monday the 22nd, Path Exercises will be at 10. On Tuesday the 23rd, you have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, nutritional knowledge will be at 11, bingo at 1:30. On Wednesday the 24th, you have coffee at 8 and path exercise at 10. On Thursday the 25th, you have coffee again at 8 a.m. in the morning, yoga at 10, 1:30 you have bingo, and at 5 there will be a dinner and a movie. On Friday the 26th, there's coffee again in the morning at 8 o'clock, path exercise at 10, then there will be card games at 1:30 in the afternoon. If you would like to get more information on any of these programs, you can contact the Senior Center at 355-6482. For the Deerfield School District, the activities for this upcoming week, on Tuesday they have high school basketball at South Gray at 6 p.m. Then we jump to Friday, there's high school basketball versus Rolla at 6 p.m., and that is also senior night. And then on Saturday the 27th, there will be forensics at Moscow at 8 a.m. For the Lakin School District for the week of the 22nd, on Monday the 22nd, there is middle school wrestling at Oberlin at 3 p.m., middle school quiz bowl at Cimarron at 4:30 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be high school basketball at Guymon at 4 p.m. On Wednesday the 24th, there is a half a day of school and half a day of in-service, so parents, be prepared for that. The High School Music Festival will be at Sublette at 8:30. Then there's league meeting at 10:30 a.m. On Thursday the 25th, there's middle school wrestling at Holly in Colorado at 2 p.m. Middle school quiz bowl at Sublette at 4:30 p.m. Then on Friday the 26th, there's high school wrestling state at Hayes. There's also high school basketball versus Yucatan here in Lakin at 4:45 p.m. Then on Saturday the 27th, there's high school wrestling state. Again, that will be at Hayes. For the Lakin United Methodist Church, some of the activities they will have in the upcoming week. On Sunday the 21st, there's Alpha Omega, and they will be meeting at 7 p.m. On Monday the 22nd, Men's Emmaus meets, Women's Emmaus meets, and also the After Choir Bible Study. On Tuesday the 23rd, the Methodist Church has the budget shop, and it will open at 9 a.m. On Wednesday the 24th, there's a confirmation class, praise team, and choir. Then on Saturday the 27th, they have the budget shop again, and it opens at 8 a.m. The community would like to remind everybody that the Soup and Sermon series is now being held on Wednesday. And for this Wednesday, that will be on the 24th. It begins at noon. It's a free will donation, and it helps the Ministerial Alliance. So if you're interested in attending, this will be at the Memorial Building. The City of Deerfield wants to remind everybody that dog licenses are due on March 1st. So remember to get into the city offices in Deerfield before March 1st to get your dog licenses. And also for the City of Lakin, they want to remind everybody that the animal license for dogs and cats are extended till March 5th. So if you need to do some tags for your dogs and cats, be sure to get it done before March 5th. Also for the City of Lakin, the City Council will be meeting on the 24th. That is Wednesday. They begin at 6:30 p.m. at the city offices. The FSA office would like to remind everybody that the general enrollment for CRP ends on February 22nd. That is this coming Friday, so if you're needing to do that, mark your calendar so you can get into the office before the end of business on the 22nd. The City of Deerfield is accepting letters of interest to fill seats on their City Council. The City Council is looking for two residents of Deerfield to fill the open seats. City residents are encouraged to write a letter of interest to indicate their interest in being appointed to serve out the remaining 23 months for one seat that is being vacated and 47 months for the other seat that is being vacated. The City Council meets generally on the first Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. And those letters of interest need to be mailed to Deerfield City Hall, P.O. Box 281, Deerfield, Kansas, 67838. That's going to do it for the community calendar for the upcoming week. We hope everybody out there has a safe and enjoyable week visiting family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearnycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.